It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's been in various places since last we spoke. I believe she has returned to Switzerland, and here she is with her weather report. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, this is actually something I wanted to mention, the weather, not because it's really very interesting, but because it's related, I think, to a change of attitude in how people vote and how they voted in Germany last weekend. So that's why I think it's important to say that it has been very difficult for Italy in the past 2-3 days. 9 people have died in various parts of Italy because of bad weather. It has been really very violent, winds that are very unusual, snow, a lot of rain, to the point that in Venice they had to close the St. Mark's Square. They had 1.56 meters of water on the square, which basically means that children are underwater and people that are not too tall are really at the limit. This is very unusual. I mean, Venice has that almost every year, but never to this extent and never so sudden. We did notice ourselves on the way back to Switzerland that rain, there was an unusual amount of rain, an unusual amount of rain everywhere. And this is something I wanted to mention because in the last results in Germany, in the state of Hessen, the Green Party has been one of the winners of the day, together with an anti-immigration party. That meant actually for Chancellor Angela Merkel a big, big defeat. To the point that she is going to step down as chancellor in 2021. And this coming December, she will not seek re-election as leader of her party called the CDU. It's very important. Those two things are linked. Basically, usually in Germany, the chancellor is also the leader of the party. So I think that this is a major event in Germany, but also for the rest of Europe, because Chancellor Angela Merkel was definitely very pro-European. She was definitely also helping to find solutions for the immigration issues that our countries are facing. And this stepping down as a chancellor in 2021, of course, opened all sorts of doors, considering that some smaller parties are proving themselves very successful in the different states of local states of Germany. This election in the state of Essen was expected a little bit as a test. Because as you remember, Jill, last time we talked about the results in Bavaria, which were equally bad for the CSU, which is a coalition partner of Chancellor Angela Merkel at the moment. The CDU lost, the SPD lost. Those are center-right SPD center left. So basically the parties at the center are losing the most people, which is, of course, very interesting, because that gives space to small parties like the Green, who are having a real revival, a real comeback. And I suspect that it's also due to the weather reasons that I was mentioning before. We are having more and more weather events in Europe that we didn't used to have, and where people definitely are getting scared and feel that something is changing and something has changed already. Today we also got some numbers from the European Environmental Agency, who stated that air pollution has caused about half a million premature deaths in Europe. Premature deaths every year in Europe. So this kind, of course, of numbers are not very reassuring, and are definitely playing a role for the success of, for example, this Green Party in Germany. The other big winner is the Alternative for Deutschland, which is a anti-immigration party that is definitely not in the center, but a very right party. And it seems that the decisions that Chancellor Angela Merkel made a couple of years ago about immigration are unfortunately showing some consequences today. Of course, this is not the only reason. One cannot all put that on immigration, but as we know, this is politically a very a hot subject at the moment, and no politicians can escape it. She takes, of course, full responsibility for this failure. She says it clearly that as the leader of her party, the CDU, she must take responsibility for this very unfortunate event concerning the CDU. And then also, consequently, also the SPD and CSU, who are the two parties in the coalition with her, they are all in big trouble, and they will have to make enormous changes in order to gain again some power in Germany. All of this is, of course, a little bit scary for the future and for the next chancellor in 2021, because I believe the Green have a very good chance, and they are also the one who have some solution for the environment, though sometimes those solutions are quite radical. But what is more scary is the success of the AfD, who definitely shows signs that one didn't want to see any longer, anymore in Germany. To this subject, I have to add that this increase of racism and anti-Jew rhetoric is not only increasing in Germany, but is increasing in literally every single European country. And the way I understand, of course, the United States are not protected from this new political waves. I do think that this change with Angela Merkel was necessary, because she has been in power forever, and there is at one point the need, of course, for young generation to also have some more influence on their political future. That is understandable, and it's probably also never so good to really hang and stick to power. It is a good idea at one point to basically slow down and leave some space to younger people and to the people who are actually going to build their own future. I feel that it's a little bit of a pity for Chancellor Merkel, because she was a pillar of stability. She always had positions that were extremely reasonable, in the center, trying to see all sides. Maybe that has been her mistake. And it is a little bit regrettable that she leaves now on such a failure. But this is very often how it goes. And we will see what new names are coming to emerge in the German politics. But whatever happens in Germany, it's going to be a major importance for the rest of Europe.
And one last question. It's a couple of years away that she steps down?
She is, yes,
it's
because she's finished in 2021, though there are rumors saying that when she's not going to be the leader of her party, if the person chosen on that day will be close to her, it's going to be easier for her to finish her term. If the person elected will be more of a critical person with Angela Merkel, then eventually her position is going to become quite difficult as a chancellor. And who knows if it's going to last until 2021.
And when is the first vote?
For the re-election as a leader of the CDU,
yes.
It's this coming December.
Okay, that would be interesting, because I was just that's what I was focused.
That's
know,
very close, and that's going to show a lot of the eventual consequences of that vote. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.